Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take me back. This is such an iconic football program. Take me back to when you were recruited by them. How did it evolve? How did they find you?
Well, I had two former teammates that went to NDSU as well, Moses Nyangacha and Kayvon Hawkins. Mm-hmm. So I knew about the tradition that they had and the winning success they had at NDSU, and I just wanted to be a part of it. So I committed my junior year in the summer after Trey committed, and we got things going.
And Trey is a pretty talented quarterback. How much did you know him in high school?
I knew him. I heard of him. I always checked this little stat sheet called the Gopher Hole that kept up to date on high school athletes, and Trey was the number one athlete in Minnesota, and I was the number three athlete, and I was wondering who was ahead of me, and I kept seeing Trey Lance. And what the heck, who is this guy? So I did some searching, saw what he was doing on the field, and he's a baller.
Well, yeah, you guys, the city's probably didn't take him serious. He's an outstate guy.
Oh yeah.
Well, you saw the numbers, and you said there's something there. Now he goes, and as a freshman, he wins the Walter Payton Award for the outstanding FCS player, and that's obviously unprecedented, but it's just unbelievable. Tell me, we saw him here at Target Field, meaning those of us that live in the Twin Cities, but we don't see him often. But his numbers were gaudy all year. What's he like to play with? Who is he?
Oh, he's very focused on his work. You know, he's always staying after. He's in there early in the film room. He's just doing the extra things that you know you don't always think of. Just being prepared wise, he's always ready. He's watching film on opponents. Right when we get done playing a game on Saturday, he's watching film on Sunday on the next team. So he's always getting ready and he's always prepared. And you know, he's really hard on himself in practice. So he makes the perfect plays in the game, and that's exactly who he is. He's trying to perfect his craft.
What's it like to try to win a spot at NDSU when you get there as a freshman and you look at the talent around you? What is that like?
Oh, it's a fight every day. Every day they're bringing in new talent every year, and you got to stay on your toes. Like, for example, this spring ball, I got to do what I did last spring ball and win this spot again. Because you know, younger guys are trying to. They didn't come here to watch. They came here to play. So, you know, every guy's trying to get on the field, and you just got to fight for that spot.
When did you first get on the field at a significant time?
I started the first game of the season my freshman year. Dez was out and I actually started that game, had a couple plays, but significantly, I want to say probably Colgate playoff game. That was just a big game for me. I think I had my first reception, my first big catch that game from Easton. So that was a pretty big game for me.
Yeah. Easton Stick, great quarterback. And, was that the game you had like a diving catch?
Yes, sir. Yep. Easton, threw me a deep ball. I actually dropped that pass. Actually, that was my first pass I ever dropped from Easton. It was a post route playoff game too. That was a bad one.
And you're thinking what, right?
Oh yeah, I'm thinking I got to get this one back for him. And he ended up throwing me a touchdown later that game.
Well, so he came back to you again.
Oh yeah, yes sir.
Now he moved on to the NFL, and of course, after leaving you to a national championship, and he looked like he had a special something about it. I mean, how many quarterbacks in a row now has it been, obviously, as you look? I can't remember how far back it even goes. The guy's had shots at the NFL and certainly your latest, but I mean, every year, North Dakota State is a great quarterback.
Oh, yeah. They do a great job of getting these quarterbacks ready. I believe Brock Jensen was the first one, very successful quarterback at NDSU. Had a little NFL time. Obviously, Carson Wentz, then Easton, and then hopefully after Trey's all said and done with his career, he'll have a good career in the NFL as well, too. So it's just a testament to what the coaches do here at NDSU. They prepare you for, you know, when football's over with, whatever, if that's professional or if that's anything else besides football. It's just a different type of coaching here.
I kept hearing this during the telecast, and it kind of resonates from the people that I know in your program over the years, and that word is perfect, that you guys, yep, set out every practice, every game to do everything perfect, and less than that is not acceptable. Can you explain that in theory, what that means and how you hold each other accountable?
You said it right there, just being perfect. It all starts with our strength coach, Coach Kramer, and his staff. You got to finish, whether we're doing warming up, doing shuffles for 10 yards. If you don't finish past the line, he makes you do it again. And you'll keep doing it until you do it perfectly, until you do it correctly. And it really starts with Coach Kramer and his weight staff. Every summer run, everything we do, it's all about finishing, being perfect. Because as soon as you're not perfect, that's when you start slacking, and that's when you get passed up. So it's just tradition that's been passed on from the Bison before us. Just being perfect whenever you can. As soon as you step on the field, you make every play. You play every play like it's your last.
So when you get to campus there, do you feel that from the upperclassmen?
Oh yeah, you for surely do. They do a good job of getting you acclimated to how we do things at NDSU. Right when I came in, I had Darius Shepherd. He was down my neck because he knew. That's their job as older players, to make sure that you know what the standards are here at NDSU. So he was telling me, making sure I was finishing every run, every pass. Like if I dropped a pass, push-ups automatically. So they just did. That's just how the program works here. All the guys, they pass on their knowledge, and then it just gets passed on, every tradition. And it's just why we do what we do here.
Yeah, sir. Coach Bowl, and then Coach Kleiman, who's now at Kansas State. Coach Bowl's at Wyoming, and then Coach Entz comes in, and he was an assistant as well on the staff. And he is what? What kind of a coach is he?
He's a player's coach. I know a lot of people say their coaches are player's coach, but I really believe Coach Entz is a player's first coach. He actually recruited me out of high school when he was an assistant at NDSU.
Oh, by chance, he had your territory, huh?
Yes, sir. Yep. So he came to my school a bunch. I probably saw him way more than I probably should have. I maybe saw him like 8 times.
Really?
He was just always around. Like I said, we had kids that went to NDSU before, so he knew that Cooper High School was a school that gave out kids that were Division I eligible and that were meant on the right path. So Coach Entz always kept coming back to Cooper High School, and he found me, connected with my stepdad, Coach Howard, and we just got things squared off, and I knew that's where I wanted to go.
Willie Howard.
Yes, sir.
He knows a little about football, doesn't he?
Yes, sir. Stanford grad and a little bit of NFL with the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, that's right. I got known as with the Vikings, and he got injured. And, sometimes your way in life takes a turn that you don't expect, and you're disappointed. He's made the most of it by doing some things there with Cooper and the tie program. Do you want to explain program, or should I?
Yes, sir. I can do it for you.
Go ahead.
So that's called Dress to Success. I can't remember the exact days they do it, but in high school, I think we started it maybe my sophomore year. Trying to change the culture at Cooper High School. People sometimes think it's a tough school, but it's really a great place to be. And Coach Howard wanted to change the tradition and the culture there. So he decided to have the football players wear ties, slacks, dress shoes, just something else than the average jeans and sweatpants, to show that as players, we care how we look, how we dress. We want to make sure teachers know that we're ready to be attentive in class. And it's just a big thing that Coach Howard did for all of us. Being in a shirt and tie, it made you want to do your schoolwork, because you knew people were watching, because you had different clothes on. You knew people were looking at you differently. So it's just a big change that Coach Howard brought to Robbinsville Cooper High School. So big shout out to him.
Very interesting. Your father's an old wrestler, right?
Yes, sir. You and I, unfortunately, he played for the UNI Panthers.
Yep.
But
Right. Your rival school there. And yep. and that is the one game where there might be just a little bit of bad blood once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just a little bit. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. And he has done very well for himself in Lifetime Fitness.
Yes, sir. Yep. He works for vice president of scouting for Lifetime Fitness. He's been doing that for, he's 60, he's 59 now, so it's been at least 30 something years he's been doing that.
Well, yeah, I know him fairly well and see him from time to time, and we always have a nice visit. He stayed in good shape himself.
Oh, yeah, he's been trying to keep up with me for a long time.
I was going
to
say, you're not going to give him any lip.
Oh, no. No, he's still got some muscle on him. I'll get him a couple years.
has he ever opened up the club for you for with nobody else there and just said go work out?
Not really. Usually, well,
I guess there'd be no time when that'd be like 3 a.m. would be the only time you could do that, right?
Oh yeah, exactly. He's up at a whole different time doing his own weird workouts at 5 a.m. I can't.
Oh, so you got one of those weird funky weights this and yoga that and all that?
Oh yeah, biking, sitting on the bike, ellipticals, all that weird stuff.
Well, Jerry will just kick your butt if you go to her class.
Oh yeah. That spin class will make your hamstrings light on fire.
I've done it many times, yeah.
That's a different workout right there.
Yeah. You know what I did one time? It was me and I think there were about two guys in there, about 30, mm-hmm. 35 to 45-year-old women. And I said, I got to go to the bathroom. Well, I didn't have to go to the bathroom. I need to go just sit down for 10 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sometimes you just got to make the right decision because that's a tough class and you don't want to
get there. Now, that spin class like that, would that do a lot for you if you're preparing for a football season, or are you mainly weights and what?
I think it would be good for conditioning, just keeping that muscle endurance up.
Yep.
But for football, we off-season, we run and lift. We try and stay in a good shape. Our strength staff does a good job of not running us too much, not lifting us too much, just the right equal amounts to complement each other. And it's been working for our program for a long time.
Now, when I watch and I see this mass of green and gold down there, and how much time do you get to spend during the week down there in Frisco interacting with the fans and whatnot? Because it looks like it's one big NDSU party.
Oh, yeah. Frisco's like the second home for us. We got down there Wednesday. We had a chill day Wednesday. Thursday, we went to this Miracle League, kids that had disabilities. We had a football game with them, and just a fun time being with them. And then we had fun at Top Golf in Frisco, Texas, where we all golfed against the JMU team. So that was a pretty fun time. So like Frisco, the people in Frisco do a really good job of taking care of us. And just having fun with it, really.
You know, I asked the TV station in Fargo last night if they had any welcome home celebration. They said they didn't have any yet. Have you had any welcome back kind of celebration, or is this so common that you guys don't even bother anymore?
I haven't. Last year, we didn't have a celebration. This year, we didn't have a celebration either. But I went to the movie theater the other day. And I'm getting people looking at me, shaking my hand left and right.
Yeah.
Telling me how, some of them were surprised that we made it that far, rebuilding year. And it was just pretty cool just having people come up to me and Tony Pierce and Jazeera Cox when we were going to go see a movie. So it was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I suppose they figured freshman quarterback, right? How far can they go?
See? Yeah, exactly.
They didn't know much about this freshman quarterback, I guess, huh?
No, they didn't know what was coming. They didn't know what was going to hit them.
Wow. It's really good stuff, though. And I can't imagine what that feels like to be a part of that fraternity and that brotherhood. But it must run pretty deep, huh? Once a Bison, you're bleeding green?
Yes, sir. Always a Bison. Once a Bison, always a Bison.
Well, it's worked out well for you, Phoenix, and I congratulate you on all your success. I can't wait to run into your dad again at the coffee shop. But appreciate what you're doing there and keep making Minnesota proud in North Dakota.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Phoenix Sproles, part of the eight out of 9 years national champions in football. That is just unheard of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.